Blog Talk Radio.
All right, great day, and thank you so much for joining me. I am Natasha L. Brown, your host, and we are live on several different platforms, so let me just get you situated. We are live on Blog Talk Radio, New Peace Wellness with Natasha on Facebook, as well as YouTube. So if you are connected with me on any of those platforms, then go ahead and join me. And if you are watching this in the replay on any of those platforms, thank you so much for doing so. And I just want to cover our disclaimer for right now, just to make sure that we are all on the same page, to let you know that this is an informational session. I am not a medical professional. I am broadcasting using this to assist you in starting your holistic journey or maintaining your holistic journey in the right direction. So make sure you always seek medical attention from your primary care physician as needed. So this is not medical advice. This is for entertainment or educational purposes, depending on what platform you're on. So again, we are on multiple platforms this evening, or whenever you're watching this, we're on multiple platforms. So you can find me on many of the platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio again, and YouTube, even LinkedIn as New Peace Wellness or Natasha L. Brown. So definitely join me on any of those platforms. So I have the headset on because we are on Blog Talk Radio, and most people are following me on other platforms. So I am back on Blog Talk Radio, let me say it that way. So just want to give a little information about who I am if you are not sure who I am. As a healing evangelist and a holistic advocate, I educate women on how to reverse disease by creating a self-healing machine. I also am an author of 4 self-empowerment books, The Divine Direction, The Heart and Mind That Loves God, The Now Proverbs 31 Woman, and A Guide to an Effective Wellness Program. So those are the 4 published books that I have, and we are working on our next book, so be on the lookout for that. Now, today's topic, if you are watching me visually, is on the screen, 7 pillars of more health, not just health, but more health. So we're going to give you 7 different things that are going to help you maintain a holistic lifestyle, as well as make sure you are in a place to thrive, not just you, but you, your household, your family, those that you come in contact with. It, make sure you're sharing this information. So our first pillar is going to be eat more. Nutrition, not just food. So you want to make sure you're getting a benefit out of what you're doing. So nutrition, not just food, is key to a holistic health. Nutrition is needed by every part of your being, spirit, and body, and soul. So take a look around your neighborhood. Do you have life options or havoc options? Life options give you a variety of foods to help you live your best productive life. Havoc options limit your food access, and if you do not seek out healthy options or go beyond your immediate community, you could be eating foods that create dis-ease in the body. And so the purpose of eating is to get nutrition. It's not to make sure that we're satisfying some anxiety, some fear, maybe an illness. Different cravings means different things, so we definitely want to make sure we are eating for nutrition purposes, and not even just taste, but nutrition. Yes, you want taste, but sometimes what is good for you is not going to taste good. So definitely keep that in mind. So number 1 was eat more. Number 2 is drink more. Drink more, meaning hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Especially this time of the year when this is broadcasting, it is warm throughout the country. So if you are in a warmer climate, you want to make sure you hydrate. But even if you're not in a warmer climate, you want to make sure you remain hydrated year-round because it helps build up a defense against dis-ease and illness. that your body needs to maintain hydration so that your body can properly function. You will rest better if you're hydrated. You can move better if you're hydrated. So hydration is definitely a key. And we are made mostly out of water, our bodies. So definitely you want to hydrate. And in hydrating, I mean spring water or alkaline water, depending on where your body is and what you're doing. And if you're cleansing or detoxing, you can do distilled water under supervision. So just keep in mind what you're doing and what your body will need so that you can remain hydrated. And make sure you're rotating your water, too. Don't just drink the same. If you're doing bottled water, the same brand, you want to rotate your brand so that you can get a benefit out of the water. So keep that in mind. All right, number two is drink more. Number three is sleep more. Sleep more, yes, sleep more. Many people are not getting the appropriate amount of restful sleep. People are getting in bed and they are closing their eyes, but they are getting up still exhausted. So restful sleep is definitely key. Sleep more is number three. Find the correct number of hours for your body to thrive. Between 6 and 8, and people that are high achievers are operating in their full purpose, usually do 4 or less. But you want to make sure you find out what your body needs to function properly each day. So 6 to 8 hours is the average. And then find out the best time to sleep and what the best climate in your house should be. And, you know, whether you have the right mattress. So it's a number of different things to help you get that more sleep. And we're dealing with the 7 pillars. Of more health, 7 pillars of more health. And I am Natasha L. Brown, your host and healing evangelist, as well as holistic advocate. And thank you so much for joining me, no matter what platform you're watching on. And I will pause here again and let you know we are on Facebook under my page, New Peace Wellness with Natasha, as well as on YouTube, New Peace Wellness, and as well as on Blog Talk Radio, My New Peace Radio. So we are on several different platforms, so definitely keep that in mind. If you are not connected with me on multiple platforms, I'm giving you some options. Number three, sleep more. So find the correct amount of hours, find the correct, what makes you comfortable in your bedroom so that you can get that restful sleep. The body's cellular repair time is between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., which is the most effective time for you to be in bed. And if you can get in bed no later than 11 p.m., then your body will thank you. So definitely keep those in mind. The first three, number one was eat more. Number two was drink more. Number three was sleep more. All right, if you're taking notes, you got it. Number four, you know it, exercise more. Depending on your body, the workout, and your food lifestyle, in 2 to 4 weeks, you can see great results, depending on your personal trainer, if you're doing it on your own. If you are consistent, 2 to 4 weeks, give yourself 2 to 4 weeks to see results. Don't forget to include mental, spiritual, and emotional exercise as well. And there are many things that you can find to get those particular areas. And make sure you are staying active. Exercise is vital, not just for the body, but for your entire being. Remember, I said I am a holistic advocate. So as a holistic advocate, I am pushing for your everything to be aligned. Your internal, your external, your home, your place of work, everything. So holistically, we are looking for you to be at your optimum health. All right, so number one was eat more, two was drink more, three is sleep more, four is exercise more. So number five, of course, is going to be love, laugh, and live more. So you have to have fun. You have to have a good time. Love, laugh, and live more. More love can have a positive effect on our body. Bring physical healing overall. Read 1 Corinthians 13. Both love and laughter have many health benefits, such as lowering blood pressure, reducing stress, boosting the immune system. When you do more of these two, it gives you a better perspective on life. So when you love, when you laugh, and when you just live to the fullest, and many of us are not living to the fullest, we're in a survival mode, and definitely we can talk about that at another time. But you have to get to a place where you are actually living on purpose. You are enjoying the life that you are living. Keep that in mind. All right. Number six is relax more. Right? Stress can and will kill if you allow it. Know when to rest, know when to say yes, and know when to say no. No is a complete sentence. Know when to say no. Set limits and work within those limits. Set the boundaries that you have. Honor those boundaries. You personally honor those boundaries, and those that you interact with will honor those boundaries. Stress is the root of many illnesses, and stress has become actually a diagnosis. And several years ago, I was working in the medical field. I was diagnosed with stress because I was in a stressful position. At that time, I was going through a divorce, so it was very stressful. They couldn't find anything else, so they diagnosed me with stress, which was amazing to me because I did not know that had become an actual diagnosis. So knowing how to relax, knowing how to get to a place of being centered, being aligned, when I learned that, that definitely changed my life. So definitely keep in mind that you want to learn how to relax. And that coincides with that sleeping more. Getting that restful sleep, it puts your body back into alignment. It gives you that proper rest that you need, and it keeps you in a place of constantly utilizing the body the way it was created by God as a self-healing machine. If you give your body what it needs, it will produce what you need. All right, that was number six, relax more. And number seven is our last one, seven pillars of more health, is pray and meditate more. Our devotional time is a time to heal and exercise our mind. Give yourself time daily, several times a day if needed, depending on what situation you're in, to sit quietly and listen to God, the God in you, speak to you. You commune with God. So in Psalms 119, it's a great place to start because it gives a lot of information. It's one of the more lengthier sections of the Bible, but definitely it's a great place to start, especially if you're not reading your Bible on a regular basis. So don't forget to document the divine directions you are given by God as you all are communicating. Even as you're reading your word, whatever you're getting, don't be afraid to write it down and execute it. Don't be afraid to write it down and be productive in that particular area. Don't be afraid to change. Many of these things are going to be a change for most of us, because if you're not doing these things on a regular basis, then what's going to happen is as you begin to do those, being consistent, even with the exercise, we talked about that 2 to 4 week window, start doing these, you will begin to form a habit of holistic living that will take your life to a whole new direction. So definitely I want you to keep these things in mind, and we're going to go back over each one because we had the seven pillars of more health. Number one was eat more. Eat more. Number two was drink more. Got to keep that hydration going. Number three was sleep more. And number four was exercise more. Keep the body moving. Don't let age be an excuse as to why you are not flexible enough to do what it is you want to do. Go where you want to go. Move the way you want to move. Keep that in mind. Number five, love, laugh, and live more. Love, laugh, and live more. Keep those things in mind. Number six, relax more. Just take a deep breath. Just relax. It's okay. Whatever it is, it'll still be there after you relax, after you get your mind back and centered and aligned. And once you do that, you are in a place where you can pray and meditate more. So with these seven tips, definitely want you to keep them in mind. If you didn't take notes, listen to this in the replay. Take some notes and make sure you are getting into a place where you are living your best holistic life ever. And again, I am Natasha L. Brown, your healing evangelist, holistic advocate, and I just want you to live better, do better, be better. Again, if you are not connected with me, in the description, you have the links to many different places, even my website, whathappentoyourlastmeal.com, or natashalbrown.com. Either one of those, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on YouTube, LinkedIn, and now, again, we are back on Blog Talk Radio. So if you have been following me there, definitely I am glad to be back. Thank you for joining me. And as always, I want you to remember and I want you to know that I love you and that self-love is your superpower. So make sure you use it for yourself, use it appropriately, and go places that you've never been before. Thank you for joining me. Have a great night.